want to read a story, clap your hands. If you want to read a story, clap your hands.
After listening to a story about one little boy's decision over whether to spend his allowance on the school pants he needs or the dragon t-shirt he wants, about 20 local Head Start kids are being asked to place various objects, such as candy bars, video games, and winter coats, into their own bins marked wants and needs. They've gathered at the main library, along with Paula Freiland, PNC's Eastern Carolina's president.
The earlier you start to understand the concepts involved in terms of managing resources, whether we want to think of it as money or crayons or, you know, what have you, the better.
Harry Tuckmeyer, director of public libraries, adds that because 20% or more of local residents are illiterate, any program that connects kids to books will carry benefits beyond fiscal insight.
Because then they also start getting the fundamentals of letters and sounds and colors. So the whole thing connects, and then ultimately the real payoff is that not only do you have a more responsible citizen when they grow up because they sort of understand a lot more about how money works and how needs and wants works, but they're really going to be ready for school.
Through this 2-year grant, Tuckmeyer reports that the library will be able to serve more than 1,000 kids. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.